The Brad Sesmatt Show, broadcasting live.
Welcome on in to the Brad Sesmatt Show. I'm Jordan Hamm. Have a great show for you today. Justin Spears and I breaking down U of A football. I was in Tucson yesterday at U of A's spring ball practice, their final spring practice before their spring game. Got to break some things down with Justin. So going on the road a little bit here in the next segment. Got a ton to get to, the Suns, the D-backs as well. Let's jump right into it. We are brought to you by Desert Financial Credit Union. Desert Financial Credit Union, taking care of you and taking care of your business. So let's jump in. Suns gearing up for the postseason. They tip things off on Sunday against the Clippers. Two teams that have had their continuity issues, and we talked a little bit about this on Monday, but these are two teams that are kind of finding their footing with their current rosters. And saw Al McCoy yesterday talk about he's not sure kind of where the Suns stand because they haven't had to face adversity with this current roster yet. And how do they overcome it? I think that's a very, very fair point. And there's going to be adversity at some point in this postseason because that just happens. Things slow down. Everything is under a microscope. And there are big moments. The difference, though, I feel like, is like if you have a healthy Chris Paul, healthy Devin Booker, healthy DeAndre, now a healthy Kevin Durant, like you have some guys that have logged a ton of time and played at a very, very high level. And I know saying this the last two playoff runs, the Suns had to deal with some Chris Paul injuries. Knock on wood right now, seems like he's healthy and good to go. So if he's able to remain healthy, in this new role, I think they're going to be okay. If Kevin Durant is healthy, Book and Ayton, we haven't seen any issues from them lately. But, and then there's always the question of depth. When the trade was made for Kevin Durant, I was like, all right, they're making a run for this year. But it's really, I also feel like almost more so next year. Because then you can have a full offseason to find guys for league minimums, to find guys where you can kind of mix and match, and guys that are like pretty highly decorated players that are saying, yeah, I'll take a cut on my contract to make sure I can go make a run. Now the West feels very wide open. You're going to have to go through some tough teams. The Clippers, I think, are a better team than people think. But the more and more I watch this team, the Suns team, the more and more confident I get of like, they're just going to kind of figure out a way, to make a run at this. And again, I think it's really well set up for, future years, but this year, like, it's kind of gravy. And, it's time to see kind of how this all comes together. And again, like the Clippers are still trying to figure some things out, and they've kind of hit their stride a little bit too. So I don't, by no means do I think it'll be an easy season, but it's going to be certainly a fun one. Over to the Diamondbacks. I feel like this is like the one of, if it's not the earliest, maybe I the only one I could compare it to is the 2017 team, where you knew the identity of the team right off the bat. These past couple of years, I feel like the Diamondbacks have struggled to try to find that identity a little bit. And it's this next generation coming up, and this is a team that's going to manufacture runs. I don't think they're going to live and die by the three-run home run. Like Christian Walker, a great power source. Ketel Marte has a little bit of pop. Evan Longoria can supply that. But it's really like, go get these young speedsters on the bases. Go let them wreak havoc. Go let Corbin Carroll steal some bases. Alec Thomas, Jake McCarthy, whoever it may be. Lourdes Gurriel, another guy that can provide some power. But like, this is they have a lot of ways that they can score some runs. And we're starting to see that. They, I think, struggled at the beginning of the year a little bit. Now we're starting to see it come together. If you can have that and then pair it with good pitching and good defense, which they've had the past couple of games, I think you're going to be in good shape. Madison Bumgarner, we'll see kind of what he looks like this year. Zach Davies already out, but Dre Jameson has been able to step in. Pitched four innings yesterday, pitched pretty effectively. I think you have to feel good about that start. Don't think they were looking to stretch him too much. He's been a long reliever so far this year, but he's been effective. And the impressive part about this team is the way it got put together years and years ago. And that was by Mike Hazen. And that was at a time when the team was competitive, but they had a pretty thin farm system. And I remember going to Jonathan Mayo at winter meetings years and years ago and just asking about the Diamondbacks farm system. And he kind of was like, this is one of the thinnest in baseball. Like, I don't, yeah, they have the kind of the top end talent right now, but like the, when they were taking it over, it was a team that had underachieved at the major league level. And then a farm system that was very thin. And in the first year, they were able to make the playoffs. The next 2 years, they made runs at the playoffs, just narrowly missed. COVID hit. They've struggled, or they struggled mightily, and then kind of like have been working their way back. And now I think they're at a pretty good point. All while that is happening, while they still have competitive teams, which usually it kind of goes into like, all right, let's tank, let's rebuild the farm system. This is going to be a long process. They kept the team relatively competitive. And then also made it one of the best farm systems in baseball. And that doesn't happen that often. That's a tough balancing act to have. The best teams in baseball do that. And we're starting to see a glimpse of what that looks like now, because they had a draft where it was like 8 of the top 100 picks. Corbin Carroll was one of those picks. Dre Jameson was one of those picks. Blake Walston is one of those picks that's making his way up the ranks. Dominic Fletcher, the outfielder. They've had quite a few of these guys already start to hit and take grasp and move forward. And now we're starting to see that at the major league level. And we're seeing that they're major league ready. So not only is it like impressive that they were able to ID that talent, but also then develop that talent. So I think it's an exciting chapter for the Diamondbacks. Yes, we are early in the year, but for these teams that were really effective under Torey Lovello, they all got off to hot starts. And we're seeing that now for the Diamondbacks. So this could be a good sign for things to come this upcoming year. That'll do it for our A segment. A lot going on here early on in this Thursday in the Arizona sports scene. And then coming up next, we have Justin Spears talking all things U of A football coming up on the Brad Sussman Show.
Brad Sussman Show on the road here in Tucson. I'm Jordan Hamm alongside Justin Spears. Does just about everything covering the Arizona Wildcats. And Justin, wanted to talk to you just as the Wildcats are pushing towards their spring game, just wrapped up their spring session.
Yeah.
Just what's been the first impressions of this group and how much it's kind of transformed over the past couple of years?
Well, I think they have shown that the strength and conditioning coach in the program is probably the most important thing about your program. You look at the guys that they have right now, even like players who have been here for a few years, but I've noticed really like the freshmen, guys who are about to finish really their first year, guys who were here last spring and now they've been here for a year and they're talking about, I'm already gaining 25 to 30 pounds of solid muscle. So these baby Wildcats, they're not babies anymore. They look like grown men. This looks like a legit Power 5 team that's ready to take that next step.
Mm-hmm. And we saw some of that with like Genesis Smith. You know, this is a guy that, you know, hasn't spent a lot of time in Tucson, but you can already see kind of what he's been added to do. In terms of the talents, you know, on the offensive side of the ball, you know, some players shuffle in, some come out, that sort of thing. But, you know, just the keeping the additions of Jordan Morgan once he's healthy, Jacob Cowing, Michael Wiley, what do you think this offense could do and build upon from last year?
Yeah, the biggest wins for Arizona had nothing to do with the transfer portal or recruiting. It was keeping the NFL draft guys in Tucson. You know, we all thought at the start of the season last spring, Jacob Cowing's a one-year rental. He's going to be here for a year. He's going to shine. Then he's going to go off and do big things in the NFL. Jordan Morgan blossomed into this potentially first-round offensive tackle. I mean, he, in my earnest opinion, it was going to be a day two guy for sure. But that ACL injury against UCLA certainly changed the course. So it was a blessing in disguise for Arizona. It's very unfortunate because Jordan Morgan is a legitimate NFL prospect. But that injury really hurt him because he's not going to be able to do pro day. He's going to be stuck in rehab this entire time. He won't really have any combine results. So he's going to be based off of his entire college tape, where he can come back another season, get that knee right, and become a first-round draft pick, an all Pac-12 type of offensive tackle. And I think Jordan Morgan will certainly do that. He's ahead of schedule. I mean, I've seen him run up and down the sidelines. He looks great. He's going to be ready for the fall. And then Michael Wiley, another almost surprising one, because you look at how he ended the season again in the Territorial Cup. He was amazing. And then you look at his production in the back half of the season, he started to turn into kind of that do-it-all running back that you have to be in the NFL. And these are guys who are able to catch out of the backfield. Michael Wiley was a touchdown machine last year. It felt like if he didn't score a touchdown in the game, whether it was receiving or rushing, it was almost like a bad but surprising performance by him. And now he comes back to a loaded running back room that doesn't miss anybody. They don't lose a single person, and yet they add Brandon Johnson, the superstar out of Palmdale, California. So running back is going to be loaded, but Michael Wiley is atop of that like really four-headed monster that they have. And Michael Wiley is going to put together one last season of tape as he gets ready for the NFL. And the good news for him is that, yes, he's a running back, and running backs aren't really valued in the NFL draft, but when you play in a loaded running back room, you're going to save some tread on the tire. Mm-hmm. And we've seen a lot of great running backs come through this program, but they were the number one guy, and they just became the workhorse running back and got touches after touches, and by the time they turned pro, the tread was gone. Michael Wiley gets to be a star and keep that tread.
When you think about those three guys and, you know, the promises that were made when Jed Fish took over, and promises that probably like every head coach makes, but the transformation, seeing these three guys, you know, the fact that in just a couple of years, U of A could have a first-round offensive tackle, a day-two wide receiver, maybe day-one if things go really well for Jacob Cowan, and then a running back. And that's just scratching the surface of guys who could also not have been here this year. You know, just what does that speak to the job they've done? Not only, you know, bringing in the talent, but developing what they've already had.
And turning them into NFL prospects. Yeah. Like, that's been a huge issue at Arizona. You know, the last first-round draft pick that the Wildcats have produced is going to be an honorary coach during the spring game, and that's Antoine Kaysen. He's going to be the honorary DC on Saturday, and I think it's been a huge problem for Arizona, and it all goes back to recruiting, right? You look at the Pac-12 rankings, and I know that a lot of people can say stars don't mean a thing, the rankings and all that, but getting the right players in here and developing them, they didn't recruit at a high level, and they didn't develop players at a high level. Now it's like a perfect storm. Like, they're getting Tetaroa McMillan, Raymond Polito, who's not here, but he's a four-star offensive lineman who's a stud and was once committed to Alabama. If you were to tell me 4 years ago, even 3 years ago, that Arizona would flip an offensive lineman from Alabama, I would have said you're absolutely crazy. Or an offensive lineman committed to Alabama. So they're getting these type of players in the program, and then they're developing them. They went into the transfer portal and got Jacob Cowing, who was a guy at UTEP. If this was in years past, he just would have been a guy at UTEP and hopeful to be a diamond in the rough, a team that would take a chance on him. He comes to a program like Arizona, gets to shine, and that's the beauty of the transfer portal. And so Arizona saw that and used it to their advantage, and they were able to get the Jacob Cowings of the world and Jaden Delora from Washington State, who gives them a very great option at quarterback. And then this year you're starting to see it on defense. They went into the portal and got Justin Flo, got Daniel Haimuli at linebacker, Bill Norton, Oren Patu. When you look at their previous stops, do the numbers jump out to you? No, but these are guys who were once upon a time high level recruits, and now the pro-style coaching that they have, the development side of it, they can get these guys and get them to the next level.
A lot to talk about this spring. Only going to continue over the summer and fall. Make sure to keep it here on Sports 360 AZ and to follow Justin Spears. Does a great job covering the team. This has been the Brad Sesmat Show here in Tucson.